You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Fighting disease in developing countries is really an uphill battle. One of the biggest challenges, lack of roads. How do you get clinical samples, blood, stool, from a remote village with no roads to a laboratory where those samples can be tested for disease? That critical problem is why there's so much promise in what a startup from Michigan has accomplished. They've used a drone on a life-saving medical mission in Madagascar. The company is called VIU, based in Ypsilanti. Julie Bateman is with VIU. Welcome.
Good to be here.
Tell us then, what was the big event on July 27th, just a few short weeks ago?
Sure. So July 27th was the first day that VIU transported clinical lab samples from a remote village about 15 kilometers away to a central laboratory. And this was done with Stony Brook University with a team of four medical students.
So this was totally self-driving. It was autonomous. There was nothing involved. It took samples from point A to point B.
Yes, correct. So what's challenging with the villages is they're all accessible by foot trails, not even roads, so not like a motorcycle that can access them. And so the medical students have been traveling with liquid nitrogen, with a generator, with a centrifuge to process the samples and then keep them at a constant cold temperature. And so what the drone enabled them to do is put the lab samples into the drone and transport them directly to the lab.
And what kind of diseases can this help fight? So the idea is get it to a lab and let the lab look at these samples and make diagnoses?
Yes, that's exactly it. For Madagascar, what we were focusing on this summer was tapeworm infection. And so a disease called cysticercosis. It's really high prevalence in remote areas. It can lead to neurocysticercosis, which is the leading cause of acquired epilepsy in these countries.
And I guess the idea being, if you can get in there and diagnose it early, you can treat, if you know that that's what this patient has, and keep it from getting worse?
Yep, exactly. And that's Madagascar. We're talking with a number of other organizations. There's interest for tuberculosis, for HIV diagnosis. And so there's a number of like bottlenecks within remote healthcare where rapid transport of lab samples can assist with diagnosis. And then, like you were saying, with treatment.
Now, tell us about this unmanned aerial vehicle, the UAV. I know people call it drones, and the technology isn't so brand new, right?
No. I mean, this is a technology that it's been around for decades, but it's new as far as it being commercially available and private companies being able to use it in the airspace.
And using for this medical purpose. How did you all connect all of this? You've only been around for 2 years.
We started with actually a former medical student at University of Michigan Medical School, Daniel Pepper. And he had worked for about a decade in India and the Middle East. And he worked at a rural clinic there. He saw the enormous challenges with getting basic medicines, with transporting lab samples, blood products to the remote areas. And the limitation was poor roads. So why not bypass the roads when we have this technology? And so we've been really focused on developing a drone that can meet these needs. And that's been kind of like the long path of development.
And so what have you got? Tell us about this drone and how far it can go and how much it can carry.
Yeah. So the drone itself, this is like the part that we always like to talk about. So what's important for what's available for drones are there's quadcopters. And those are, it's like a body with four propellers on it. And those are great for taking off and landing vertically, like a helicopter. It's like the DJI Phantom. And those, while they're great for, you know, that action, they're limited in range. So they can go maximum maybe 20 kilometers. But what if you're trying to reach people that are farther away than 20 kilometers? And so what VIU does is we combined that quadcopter with a fixed-wing aircraft. And so it still takes off and lands vertically like a helicopter, but we're able to reach about 60 kilometers, three times the range, and then still land in that clinic to, say, pick up lab samples.
And so I can imagine when you think about where this can go and what this could mean, this is a real game changer for public health in developing nations.
Yeah, once this becomes something that's reliable to use and authorized in the airspace, it's something that can access communities that previously were really difficult to reach, especially, you know, in areas where it's dirt roads and there might be, you know, heavy rains that come through.
Now, are there any flying restrictions at all in Madagascar that you had to deal with as you were setting this up?
Yes, absolutely. And so we're very fortunate that Stony Brook University has about three decades of working in Madagascar, and we needed to get permission from Ministry of Health, Ministry of Environment, Ministry of Defense, and then the Civil Aviation Authority.
You had a lot of hoops to jump through to make this happen.
Yeah, this would not be possible without an extremely good partner on the ground. It's a new technology, and there's a lot of questions for how to safely incorporate it into the airspace. And so understandably, most countries in the world have a similar type process where you receive special permission.
What kind of response have you seen both in the village, this remote village in Madagascar, but also from officials in Madagascar now that there has been a successful flight? Samples were delivered, mission accomplished.
I think the most exciting was the reaction from the community itself. And I think the important step to take when we're doing these projects is there's a meeting with the community to say, you know, this is what's arriving, this is what it's going to look like, and this is what it'll be able to do. And so really when the drone landed, it was surprise and curiosity and excitement. And then as far as the like local officials, once they understood, you know, what could be done with the drone, I think they're very excited for what the future possibilities are. One of the big challenges that they're trying to address in Madagascar, which is one of the poorest countries, is tuberculosis. And if they can more readily transport samples, they can improve diagnosis, improve treatment.
And this really is something that could be used around the world and in this country, because there are certainly remote areas in this country as well. So it sounds like the possibilities are endless.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think, you know, how we see this drone being used by individuals in remote areas is anyone that can use a smartphone would be able to send and receive medical goods. And this part of the equation is really important for making it a cost-effective solution for delivering remote healthcare, that there won't need to be a technician or a specialized operator on the ground in order for somebody to use the UAV.
And is it expensive for the partners to be part of this?
So right now we're very fortunate that we receive USAID funding to pilot the technology to show how it can be used. And that's partially because we're still developing the platform. The important thing is looking at what's the cost effectiveness of it. If a drone has a lifetime of 5 to 10 years and it's transporting for a few cents on the dollar each journey it takes, then those are the sort of things that add up for a rural healthcare system.
Now, the first flight was, as we said, July 27th. Have there been more? Will there be more? What's the plan to ramp this up?
Yeah, so there'll definitely be more. And it goes back to partially to the airspace regulations. And so we're working with a number of partners to plan pilot projects in areas that the Ministry of Health sees value in trying this technology.
Had to be exciting to have it work, have those samples delivered, diagnosis made, and knowing that that technology that VIU developed here in Ypsilanti in Southeast Michigan made a difference to villagers in Madagascar.
The team was incredibly excited. I mean, our engineers have worked incredibly hard to develop this platform, to test it in Michigan, and for it to go and do something useful abroad. And that was the milestone that we were looking forward to all along.
Julie Bateman is with VIU, a drone developed by this Michigan startup, recently made the first fully autonomous flight carrying clinical lab samples from a remote village in Madagascar to a laboratory. Julie, congratulations on the successful flight, and here's to many, many more.
Great. Thank you.